Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station like KWYR 1260 AM, Country 1260 in Winter, South Dakota. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Ballantyne, Nebraska. You know, we really like to hear from the listeners out there in our area, so send those items to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those and maybe we can share them here on The Good Stuff on a future program. Just a reminder that Tri-State Livestock News is published every Saturday, reaching an average of 27,000 readers weekly and over 100,000 readers each month. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. They have a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, and much more for the Tri-State region as well as nationwide. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is a great place to stop and shop. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can always make an appointment if those times don't work for you. They've got such a wide selection, you really have to check it out, and I highly recommend you give yourself plenty of time, because it is going to take time to look at all the different treasures. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
I have a short little story here that was sent in from Dwayne and Diana Hayes called The New Dentures. And I thought I'd share that because I'm going to probably make some folks mad, probably of the female persuasion. So I want to give you a chance to get over that. A pastor goes to the dentist for a set of false teeth. The first Sunday after he gets his new dentures, he talks for only 8 minutes. The second Sunday, he talks for only 10 minutes. The following Sunday, he talks for 2 hours and 48 minutes. The congregation had to mob him to get him down from the pulpit. The pastor explains the first Sunday, his gums hurt so bad that he couldn't talk for more than 8 minutes. The second Sunday, his gums hurt too much to talk more than 10 minutes. But the third Sunday, he put his wife's teeth in by mistake and he couldn't shut up.
Ha, ha, ha.
I told you.
Okay, this was sent in by Danny, but I don't know his last name. He didn't share that. It's called Patty and Patty. They went out one day and they each bought a pig. When they got home, Patty turned to Patty and said, "Patty, mule mate, how are we going to tell who owns which pig?" Patty says, "Well, Patty, I'll cut off one of the ears of my pig and then we can tell them apart." "Oh, Dad'd be grand," says Patty. This worked fine until a couple of weeks later when Patty stormed into the house. "Patty," he said, "your pig has chewed the ear off my pig. Now we got two pigs with one ear each. How are we going to tell who owns which pig?" "Well, Patty," said Patty, "I'll cut the other ear off of my pig. Then we'll have two pigs and only one of them will have an ear." Won't that be grand," says Patty. Again, this worked fine until a couple of weeks later when Patty again stormed into the house. "Patty," he said, "your pig has chewed the other ear off of my pig. Now we got two pigs with no ears. How are we going to tell who owns which pig?" "Oh, this is serious, Patty," said Patty. "I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd cut off the tail off of my pig. Then we'll have two pigs with no ears and only one tail." "Ah, dat be grand," says Patty. Another couple of weeks go by, and you guessed it, Patty stormed into the house once more. "Patty," shouted Patty, "your pig has chewed the tail off of my pig, and now we got two pigs with no ears and no tails. How are we going to tell them apart?" "Ah," says Patty, "how's about you have the black one, and I'll have the white one?"
I thought something like that was coming.
Oh, interesting, I thought. Thanks for sharing that. That's a great story. That should brighten up somebody's day, I think.
A couple of tidbits of information. I love the sense of camaraderie when an entire line of cars team up to prevent some jerk from cutting in front. Stay strong, brothers and sisters. Shirts get dirty, underwear get dirty, pants never get dirty, and you can wear them forever. Now, I don't know where
I beg to differ, yeah. Please.
Even under ideal conditions, people have trouble locating their car keys in a pocket, finding their cell phone, and pinning the tail on the donkey. But I'd bet everyone can find and push the snooze button from 3 feet away in about 1.7 seconds, eyes closed, first time, every time.
I like that.
How many times is it appropriate to say what before you just nod and smile because you still didn't hear or understand a word that they said?
What?
Smart. Okay. One more of those. I disagree with Kay Jewelers. You know what Kay Jewelers says? Everything begins with a kiss.
I'm a girl. Of course I know.
I would bet on any given Friday or Saturday night, more kisses begin with Miller Lite than Kay. Folks, you've been spending a little bit of time with us. I hope you thought it was worthwhile right here on The Good Stuff.